Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
As people who have been born again of God's Spirit, we have been delivered from the power of darkness. There was a time when all of us was under the influence or the jurisdiction of Satan's kingdom and domain. Now that we have been born again and translated into the kingdom of God, we could not take lightly that we still have an enemy who wants to bring harm to us and render us ineffective as ambassadors of God's kingdom. I believe it is important for us to understand the tactics and cunning device God's arch enemy have. Therefore, in this message today, I want to talk about Satan, who he is, his origin, his origin and the fallen, and how he seeks to work in our life. You see, thanks God, the Bible said we are not to be ignorant of his devices. So it's, you know, I'm not saying it's a miracle, but this really wasn't the message that I had. But God knows, and it was just confirmation of what Pastor Jackson and Pastor Howard said. I showed it to Pastor Howard. I said, when he saw it there, I said, that's my Tyler. You know, dealing with Satan. So it had to be, you know, the Spirit, you know, working that let us know that Satan is doing his job. And we need to know and understand our enemy. You know, sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. But the word said, renew your mind daily. And don't be ignorant of the device that our enemy have against us. You see, 2 Corinthians 2:11, it said, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his device. So when we study and renew our mind and meditate on God's word, we won't be ignorant. We won't be deceived. See, because that's what he is. He is a deceiver. Yes, he is. Satan, he is a deceiver. And he works with your mind. And if he can get that control of your mind, basically he got you. But don't let Satan take advantage of us. Don't be ignorant of his advice. I believe many Christians are walking around in defeat and even in backslid condition simply because they not been aware of the enemy cunning devices in their lives. We need to understand that Satan is the arch enemy of God and the church. This means that he is your arch enemy as well. If you belong to God, Satan is your enemy. His intent is to destroy the work of God in your life by any means possible. Therefore, we should understand just who this enemy is and how he works. In warfare, many victories are won by those who understand and know the moves of their enemy. Like the ones that have been in the military, they know that in order to win, they have to know the enemy's weakness. They have to know their strength. They have to know the strategy or their enemies. See, like America, the American, the generals and the top brass, they study all this stuff before they send the peons, I would say, over there to do the work, to do the fighting. But they know, they study their enemies, they go out there, they spy, you know, where the other country do the same, but these are some of the strategies that they have to do. So they have to know what they are going up against. You don't go in blind. So saints of God, in the spiritual, you just can't go in blind. You got to know your enemies. In spiritual warfare, it is much the same way. The more we know and understand the tactics of our enemies, the more on guard we will be, as well as being able to thwart his attack. So the more you know about your enemies, saints of God, the better it will be for you to fight against them, to stand against them. 1 Peter 5 and 8 said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Yes. So the question is, thanks to God, who is Satan today? He is a powerful angelic being with power to deceive. He is a powerful angelic being with power to deceive. So in other words, saints of God, he only has power if you let him deceive you. Let's remember that he is still a powerful angelic being of great beauty and is still able to transform himself into an angel of light and to even transform his ministry into a ministry of righteousness. 2 Corinthians 11, 13 and 15 said, for such as are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ, and no wonder, for Satan himself transformed himself into an angel of light. Therefore, is no great thing if his ministry also transformed themselves into minister of righteousness, whom end will be according to their works. Matthew 24:24 said, false Christ and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders, so as to deceive, if possible, even the elect. He is the God or the prince of this world, saints of God. Don't be fooled. Be foolish, I would say. He walking around seeing who he can overtake. But always be on guard. Put the whole armor of God on, from your head to your feet. John 14:30 said, I was no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he have nothing in me. So you see, saints of God, they're talking about the devil. He don't have nothing in Christ, so he don't, and we being in Christ, he don't shouldn't have nothing in you. You got to be strong, be bold, and with understanding, saints of God. You got to talk to him like you're really angry. You just can't play with the devil and say, well, devil, okay, you won today, but I'll win tomorrow. No, it's heaven. You are with a defeated. Yes. You're a defeated foe. Don't play with the devil. Because like little kids, you know, sometimes if they play, when you're young, your parents said, don't play with fire because you might get burned. Don't play with the devil. Right. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 4:4. I'm not going to be before you long, thank God. It says, who mind the God of this age have blinded, who do not believe lest the light of the gospel or the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, shall shine on them. 1 John 5:14 said, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. So you see, saints of God, he is the ruler of this world right now, but he is defeated. And more we know, the more we grow. Amen. The more we study and get mad, get angry, I should say, the better off we'll be. Keep the devil on your feet. Because you know, when you put on the whole armor of God, there's nothing to protect your back. So no need to turn around and backing up. You got to keep going forward, thanks to God. Fight the devil. Know his strategy. He is a deceiver. Deceitful. And he tried to deceive you in any possible way that he can. See, Satan's major tactics and work, he worked through deception and subtile. 2 Corinthians 11:3 said, but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your mind may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. You see, saints of God, in writing about American problem with our own national security, Jim Bantford, author of the puzzle of the book of the Puzzle Palace, said, once you sold one secret, you're usually hooked. They don't start by asking to get a top secret document, thanks to God. They usually ask for something harmless, like a telephone directory. Once a person starts, they're hooked at that point. Isn't that the way Satan operates? He just throw out little bits and pieces at you. He don't throw nothing big at you at first. He might throw a little thing out. As an example for me, he might throw that little piece of chocolate out. Then next, he might throw a whole candy bar out. And then up, I'm getting a whole little snickerdoodles, the bag, the little family friend bag. You've been there at the whole thing. See, that's how he works. Because you just tell yourself, well, I'm going to just eat one piece. And then end up eating the whole thing. So, saints of God, you got to be on aware of his tactics and his tricks. See, Satan tempts us to make little compromises that seem so insignificant and end up ensnaring us into sin. That's what he do. Little things. He just throw little things out there. And if you look on TV, there ain't nothing, advertising ain't nothing but about nudity and sex. And you know, when you're watching that and trying to entice you, what do a woman with a bikini got to do with somebody buying a car? See, that's the type of taxes that he used. See, his deception often comes through the word of God itself. He would take God's word and either question it or take away or add to it. He would try to twist the scripture to our destruction as well as his. This is how he's able to deceive. That's how he was able to deceive Eve. He caused Eve to question God's word. Genesis 3:1 said, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Have God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" See, that's what he do. He twists the word. He know the word, but he twist it. And, but if you don't know the word, you'll go right along with it. Uh-huh, okay, yeah, that sound about right. And fall right into the trap. See, he quote has truth to Jesus himself. So if he did it to Jesus, what do you think he would do to you, saints of God? Be aware. Matthew 4:6 said, "And he said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He shall give his angel charge concerning you, and in their hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your feet against a stone." See, he twisted or seized the scripture to make him look good. See, like I said, he's on his job, but are we on ours? We got to stay focused, saints of God. 2 Peter 3:16 said, "As also in all of his epistles, speaking in them of those things which are some things hard to understand, which those who are untaught and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scripture." Sometimes things go, you can read a scripture, and you can read a scripture, but if you don't ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand that scripture, enlighten you with that scripture, you're just reading. You got to get the understanding, saints of God. And sometimes you can read a scripture 4 or 5 times and then go back to it and like, man, like it's brand new. You get that understanding of it. So that's why you have to take your time, saints of God. Don't just run through it and read it like, you know, you're at school, school book, and, well, I got to finish this for the end of the period. It's a journal that you need to take your time and read and understand. You see, saints of God, John 8:44 said, "You are your father, the devil, and the desire of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speak a lie, he speak from his own resource, for he is a liar and the father of it." So if you understand the scripture, when the devil twists it and make it seem that, yeah, this is good. This is what it's saying. The word is either in black and red. In my Bible, I don't know about you, but mine's black and red. Ain't no gray area. So we got to understand in the scripture and understanding that the devil, he is a liar. And he's the father of liars. See, our victory over this kind of attack is by knowing and understanding the word of God. Being like David, who said, I have hidden the word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Aren't that part of our pledge? If we hide the word in our heart, that we won't be deceived, that we will know when someone come up and talk to you about, well, this is what the word said. Then you can go back and say, no, that may be what the word said to you, but this is what the word said to me. Know the word, saints of God. Study the word. You know, because sometimes, you know, you just take the pastor's word. But we make mistakes. Sometimes we get so in a hurry and we out-talk. In other words, we lead, instead of letting the Holy Spirit lead us, we jump ahead of him and we speak out of tongue. And we speak something that we didn't mean to speak or say something that we don't mean to say. Then later on be like, man, did I say that? But if you know the word, you can go. For me, I don't have no problem coming to me and saying, Pastor Reed, you said this, but that ain't what the word said. Praise the Lord.
Who was that voice? It wasn't Reed's voice.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. So you see, saints of God, knowing Satan, see, he transformed himself into an angel of light. His deception also come about because of his ability to be transformed into an angel of light. This is one of the major ways which Christians should be deceived in the last days. The Bible said there's a strong delusion that is coming with false signs and wonders being done by Satan on ministries. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 and 15, it said, and no wonder, for Satan himself transformed himself into the angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, who end will be according to their works. See, his purpose is to stumble us and lay snares in our path. See, that's one of his purpose is to stumble us, to stagnate us, to hit us, but be like one little punching bag. Back in the days, you punch it, but it'll come right back up. Them weeble, or what is it, weeble wobbles? One of them little weeble wobbles. Be like one of them little weeble wobbles. when you get hit, just pop right on back up. Amen. Satan hit you, pop right back up. And like Pastor said, laugh at him. Ha, 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 ha. See, that's what we have to do, thanks to God, knowing the word, because he is out there to deceive. See, like I said, his purpose is to stop us, to destroy, to kill, steal, and destroy. Psalms 140, 4 and 5 said, keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent man, who have purposed to make my steps stumble. The proud hath hidden a snare for me, and coil they have spread a net by the wayside. They have set trap for me. Shallah. Selah. So you see, thanks to God, he waits for those vulnerable times in our life when we are more susceptible to temptation, and then spring the trap. This was exactly how he worked in the life of Jesus. He tried to trap Jesus. So what he does, he has wait. Well, one day I'm going to get up and I'm not going to study the Bible. I got enough word in me. I ain't got to study. I got enough prayer prayed up. I ain't got to pray. Or I just don't feel like it. Yes, sometimes we do it. No need to deny. I'll get to it later. And put it off. Fall back to sleep. Next thing you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the evening. Well, I get to it. I got to go and do this. I got to go and do that. But study, saints of God, even like you have to do like Tammy, put your Bible on your phone and let it just go. You'll be hearing the word. If you don't feel like reading, let it read to you. You see, Luke 4:13 says, now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. See, our victory over this Satan in this area is to continue to keep our eyes on Jesus. Because when our eyes is on Jesus, he will steer us around the trap and help us to strengthen those areas of vulnerability. He will be our God. He will be our guide. Like I was reading a sign at when the church had up on Poplar Tent, going down there, he said, the closer you are to the shepherd, the safer you are from the wolf. And so that was a true little sign that they had out there. The closer we are to the shepherd, the safer we are from the wolf. If we keep our eyes and focus on Jesus and not on the things of the world, you can go a long way, thanks to God. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 said, but the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from all the evil one. God, he is faithful, thanks to God. No matter what you're going through, no matter what situation that you was in, God is faithful. He is just. And he will do what he said he would do. Yes, trust him. If you don't trust nobody else, trust God. Because he will do what he said he would do. See, Satan, he has oppressed and exalt himself above all. He oppressed us, but he exalt himself above all that is of God. He's trying to keep us down when we should keep him down. Keep him up on their feet. Because he would, like I said, he would try to exalt himself. That's what got him in trouble in the first place. Trying to exalt himself above God. The very thing that got Satan into trouble in the first place is still the major characteristic that he has embedded in our society today, thanks to God. The same thing, the Antichrist spirit. 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 and 4 said, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away come first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, that is worshipped, so that he sit as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. See, thanks to God, other tactics and devices that Satan used is he afflict the righteous. He claim authority over the world. He binds the mind of unbelievers. He slander and accuse saints. He opposes the righteousness, try to keep us in our place. He instigates us to sin, or tempts us to sin. Content with us in heavenly realm. He places his people in the church to defraud it. He steals, he kills, and he destroys. And in closing, thanks to God, it is important for us to understand that our enemy is already defeated in every sense of the word. Jesus defeated him once and for all at the cross. All we must do is call on Jesus and defeat him by the blood of his testimony. 1 John 4 and 4 says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Amen.
Well, make sure, amen. Praise you, Jesus. Reed mentioned that armor, the whole armor of God. I know when this pandemic started, that's what the Lord impressed me to teach on the armor. When you get born again, the Holy Ghost puts us where? He baptizes us into the body of, Christ. So, that teaching, I don't want to tell you. Anyway, when I get up in the morning, I put my clothes on, right? You put your clothes on. One leg, one breeches at a time. That's our natural clothes, right? Jesus, God is a spirit. I'm not saying negative anything, Reed, but what I want you to understand is we don't need to spend a lot of time now getting that armor on its own. We need to understand it, what it does. But in other words, Christ in me, I got the armor. In other words, I lay down and I rise up in Christ. So that armor's on you, and each piece is for a purpose. And I like when Reed was teaching that, Satan is a deceiver. You're a believer. Right? Amen? So we're not going to be deceived. We're going to teach the Word, preach the Word, live the Word, walk the Word, pray the Word, hear the Word, love the Word, fulfill the Word. Why? Because Jesus, we're not going to be deceived. But there's a lot of people out there, a lot of Christians that are being deceived because they have not believed our report. Whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Amen? Just to let you know, there's no clocks in heaven. That's another thing I repented of. I wasn't raised in a Pentecostal church. I'm not going to tell you. I was raised in a Baptist church. I really wasn't raised in church. I was raised in hell. My home was hell. It was a hell. But then mama got out of hell, got born again, got free from fear, got free from the devil living in my dad, and then I got in church. So I wasn't raised in church. I was raised in hell. But now I am the church. Amen. I'm the church of Jesus Christ. I'm one of his disciples. Amen. And I tell you, there's a difference between the world and church. There's a difference between religion and a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. So Satan is a deceiver, but we a believer. We believe that he is, like Reed said, he's defeated. He didn't used to be, but Jesus defeated him. So I heard this on the way to church, and I just had to share it now since Reed talked about abide in the vine. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you shall ask whatever you, and it shall be done for you. Well, now is not the time to hide. Now is the time to abide in the power. Adam hid because of sin. I've been delivered from sin. We go boldly to the throne of grace now. With power and authority, it's our time as a church. We're not hiding anymore. We're abiding in Christ. We're stepping out of the boat of religion, and we're going to walk with Jesus, because that's where the miracles are, is with Jesus. Amen? So if your boat's sinking, get out. And those ministers of righteousness, you know what that is? It's self-righteousness. That's called pride. See, that's where the devil lives. He breeds in pride, the devil's kingdom. Darkness, pride, self-righteousness. That's those false teachers. They tickle our ears. We don't tickle your ears. We cast out devils. We teach you power and authority here. Amen. That's what we do. And then Luke 4:18. Reed closed, and I'll do a second closing. You sure you're done, Reed? Okay. Praise the name of Jesus. I said, praise the name of Jesus. He's worthy to be praised. Jesus said in Luke 4:18, and I got all kind of translations, but I'm going to look at the NIV. Pastor, remind me again, what did you teach out of the book of Revelation? Was that the NIV you taught out of? Amen. Jesus went into the synagogue, as his custom was. Mama took him to church, and when Jesus got older, he went to church. I'm glad Jesus went to church. I'll just share this little funny with you. I went on a call, my last call, or I don't remember what call it was, working on an appliance. It was an easy call. The man's oven, it's pretty new, maybe 2 years old, got all these kind of options and electronics, and it wasn't responding. So he cut the breaker off, so his dad, when I get there, and he was telling me a little bit what it was doing, wasn't doing nothing, wasn't responding. So I said, well, you go cut the breaker on it. I'm going to watch what you say and see what it's saying or not saying. So when he flipped the breaker on, it come up and it said Sabbath mode. Hit settings. I said, Sabbath mode. I know something about Sabbath. Thou shalt do no work on the Sabbath, for the Lord said it's a holy day. Do no work therein. So somehow it got in Sabbath mode. So all I did is I hit the settings buttons, and it came out, Sabbath mode's off. So this is a time for a teaching, customer education, we call it. I said, sir, I said, your oven is perfectly fine. Because he was telling me, you know, only thing it'll do, the light on the bottom oven comes on. That's all that oven will do. It's in Sabbath mode. See, it's designed for people that honor the Sabbath, and that's okay if you're a Jew and you keep the Sabbath. On the Sabbath day, the Lord said, you shall do no work. If you want to do something, do twice as much on Saturday, but on Sunday, it's Sabbath, keep it holy unto the Lord. This appliance is designed, if you set it in Sabbath mode, only thing it's going to do is going to give you a little light down here in the. It's a double oven, a little light down here will be on. So if you come into the kitchen and it's dark, the light's on. But it ain't going to do nothing else. I don't care what you do until you get it out of Sabbath mode. Well, that was a good time to teach him. I said, I didn't tell him I'm a pastor, but I said, your oven is completely fine. I just said it's resting. He's like at me, are you crazy? I said it's resting. It's in Sabbath mode. See, the Jews, and I didn't tell him I'm a pastor. I said, see, the Jews, they honor the Sabbath and other, not just the Jews, some religions, they just honor the Sabbath and they keep it holy. So they made appliances for them. If they want to buy them, they can use this option. Put it in Sabbath mode because the kids come down here, they want to get something to eat, and they're training the kids about the Sabbath. We don't do no, this oven's not going to work. We prepared something Saturday to eat today. So the oven's not going to work. It's in Sabbath mode. So I told him about that. I told him about how I witnessed to him about the gospel. It was a teachable moment. And then I said, now I've taught you. I said, now you have to teach your kids now, because he's thinking one of the kids got it in Sabbath mode. You need to teach them about the Sabbath mode, but don't let them go too far. I said, because that's the Old Testament, because your kids might say, well, Dad, if it's a Sabbath and the oven ain't going to work, does that mean we ain't got to work on Saturday too, right? Little teaching there. Tell the kids, Jesus is the Sabbath. In other words, don't let the kids don't do no work on Saturday just because it's the Sabbath mode. Remember, Jesus fulfilled that day. It ain't about works anymore. Amen, because you can cook as you can do anything you want to do on the Sabbath day because Jesus is the Sabbath. He is my rest. Amen. I said, he's my rest. And because Jesus is my rest, he's also something else. Luke 4:18, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord. We're going to say this. Say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the obsessed, the oppressed free. That's who a believer is. Because that same Spirit that came upon Jesus, he said, now, church, all power, all authority has been given unto me. You go now, and you preach this good news to the world. That good news, we heard it this morning, the devil, we know who the enemy is, but the devil needs to know who Jesus is. Who Jesus is. He knows who he is, but you need to make sure the devil knows you know who Jesus is. Because he is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords, and he no longer has the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Jesus has those keys. And Jesus said, now I give you the keys. Go set them free. Amen. Go set the captives free. Go set the abusers free. Go set those that are addicted to drugs and alcohol. Go set them free in the name of Jesus, in the anointing, in the power. Amen. In the power. And if you're listening and you've never made Jesus your Lord and Savior and you're oppressed, you don't have to stay there. You can get saved. You can get born again. You can get born from above. All you got to do is step out and put faith in Jesus. Say, I need help, Pastor. Call upon Jesus. Say, Jesus, I need you. Repent. Turn. Lord, I repent. And he'll come into your life. You got to let him come in. He's the door. He's knocking. Let Jesus in and say, now, Satan, you get out. In Jesus' name, I call on Jesus. I call on you, Lord. And the devil has to leave. And you need to get into a good church that believes and is not deceived, that the devil is defeated and Jesus has been risen and is glorified. And then you need to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. You need to be filled with power. Amen. You need to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Speak in tongues is one gift, just one. There's more than that. Amen. That's the doorway into all his other gifts. If you've never made those two decisions, I would ask you to do it today. If you're listening by online, send us an email. Call me. Don't stay in the dark. Come to the light. Get free. Amen. If you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost, you need to be prayed for today. You need healing in your body. This is the place to get it. You need to be free in your mind. This is the place to get it. Come, let us pray for you. Anything you need us to agree for today, today is your day. Today is the day of salvation. Ain't God good? You need prayer this morning? Yep, Jackie actually done prayed for her. She called her and Randy. I got back from the meeting up in the mountain with Randall Greer. She's not feeling that well. But in Jesus' name, she's healed. Lord, we thank you, Father God, right now for Randy and Jackie. Their whole house, Lord, is filled with your presence and power. The sickness has to bow its knee and leave in Jesus' name. She called it a bug, so I call it a bug. Bug, get out of there in the name of Jesus. No bugs. In heaven, in Jesus. No bugs in her body. No sickness in her body, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord, for still raising up people in this church that are battling sickness and disease, Father, that are not here. We thank you right now for raising them up in Jesus' name. Lord, we call Bootsy blessed. We call Hank and Helen. We call them healed in Jesus' name. We call, Father God, for the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come alive on the inside of them in Jesus' name. We bind the power of the devil right now against confusion, against any people in the church in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for churches that have still not been able to come together, for them pastors to get a revelation of the power that they have in the gospel of Jesus Christ, for those churches to open up in Jesus' name. And for them to preach faith and not fear. To set the people free in Jesus' name. Anybody need prayer this morning?
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10:8-10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.